In this bulletin, Nauru deports an Australian doctor. Prince Harry encourages people with mental health issues to ask for help. Tributes in Parliament for Australian environmentalist and yachtsman Ian Kiernan. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A senior medical officer contracted by the Australian government to look after the health of asylum seekers and refugees on Nauru is being deported from the Pacific Island. Dr. Nicole Montana from the International Health and Medical Services is being flown back to Brisbane. IHMS says Dr. Montana was stood down for breaching the rules of the Regional Processing Centre. The Department of Home Affairs said her removal was a matter for the government of Nauru and IHMS. Prince Harry has encouraged people to seek help if they have mental health problems, saying doing so himself was one of the best decisions he's ever made. During a speech in Dubbo in western New South Wales, the Duke of Sussex referenced the devastating drought in eastern Australia and the emotional toll it's taking on people. He says having the courage to ask for help can have great benefits.
You will be continually amazed how life changes for the better. You will continually be amazed how your life changes for the better once you put your hand up. It's not easy and there are no quick fixes, but it's about being the best version of yourself for you and for those around you.
And Prince Harry and his wife Meghan will visit Melbourne tomorrow before travelling to Queensland's Fraser Island and then on to Fiji, Tonga and New Zealand. Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten have paid tribute in Parliament to environmentalist Ian Kiernan, who's died of cancer. Mr. Kiernan founded Clean Up Australia 30 years ago as Clean Up Sydney Harbour, and the following year his idea went national before going international in 1993. He was awarded the Medal of the Order of Australia in 1991, named Australian of the Year in 1994, and appointed an officer of the Order of Australia in 1995. Scott Morrison says Ian Kiernan sought to empower others.
Ian's ultimate mobilisation of 30 million people in around 100 countries was never about him. It was about empowering others to take action.
Ian's life is also powerful proof that one person can make a difference. His capacity to organise, to motivate, to inspire others demonstrates that a principled, determined, brave and charismatic person can truly change the world around them.
The telecommunications industry ombudsman says there are signs phone and internet providers are improving their service despite an increase in complaints for the third year in a row. Almost 168,000 people lodged complaints to the TIO last financial year, the highest number in 3 years. But Ombudsman Judy Jones says new complaints handling standards in force since July appear to be behind a drop in complaints in the past few months.
There's been a lot of activity by regulators, ACCC, with their speed monitoring enforceable undertakings. The minister called a round table where he got NBN and the retailers to talk to each other. The ACMA's been preparing some regulation that retailers have been anticipating.
A Republican senator in the United States says he believes the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish officials say Saudi agents killed and dismembered Mr. Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul 2 weeks ago. Saudi Arabia says the allegations are baseless, but Senator Graham says he believes he's convinced the Crown Prince is responsible.
We deal with bad people all the time, but this is in our face. I feel personally offended. They have nothing but contempt for us. This guy's got to go. Saudi Arabia, if you're listening, there are a lot of good people you can choose, but MBS has tainted your country and tainted himself.
In sport, Nick Kyrgios is back on the winners list after defeating Russian Andrei Rublev in the Kremlin Cup. Kyrgios was tested in the 90-minute match, but the Australian was able to finish strongly 6-3, 4-6, 6-4. Well, now tomorrow's weather across Australia. Perth, showers and a possible storm, 19 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, a shower or two and 21 degrees. Hobart, a shower or two, 22. Canberra, showers with a possible afternoon storm and 23. Wollongong, showers and a possible storm and 22. Sydney, showers and a possible storm and 23 degrees. Similar forecast for Newcastle, 24. Brisbane, a possible shower, 26. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.